in their support and admiration for the men and women of our armed forces. We send them to do a job, and they do it with consummate bravery and skill and professionalism. And so really today, it's for us civilians to do our little bit and show our respect and show our support. So we remind the armed services that veterans can still sign up for free travel in London. And of course, we raise this flag in commemoration and appreciation of the men and women of our armed forces. First of all, I'm going to ask Brigadier Lowe to say a few words. Brigadier.
Mayor, thank you very much indeed. It is an auspicious day today when we raise the flag to remember the contribution that the armed forces make to those civil liberties that we hold so dear. And as I stand here, I invite those on my left and perhaps those wielding the cameras just to look at the rows of medals on the chests of our veterans and to cast their minds back to the dark days of the Second World War. Talking to one of our veterans today, I was reminded of what it was like to be a coxswain, to land men on Juno Beach, to do the invasion of North Africa, Sicily, and then Italy. And looking to the left, we have with us today members of HMS Westminster, newly returned from Operation Elamid off the Libyan coast, members of Number 7 Company of the Coldstream Guards, who have so proudly trooped the colour weekend before last, and of course, members of RAF Northolt, who lend daily support to senior military, diplomatic, and rural movements that support operations and the conduct of the nation's business from here within the capital. And to my right, members of the Sea Scouts, the next generation, Defence's youth movement, and very much the future for all of us. Members of the armed forces live and work here in London. Like the civilian members present, they enjoy all the support that London and the country's services provide, whether that is medical, dental, housing, transport, or even the bicycles around London.
They're not free, of course.
But that today is why we celebrate Armed Forces Day, because the armed forces come from society, fight on behalf of society, and when we retire back to society from which we came and of which we are so very proud to act, both in this country and overseas. Thank you.
On behalf of the Assembly members and the Londoners that we represent, it is my pleasure to say thank you. Two small words, but they mean that we think of you constantly as you step forward on our behalf. We also say thank you to you who you were there before, and we hold you in the highest honour. It's a privilege to be here, and something that I know that the Mayor and the Assembly are committed to doing. So thank you for coming this year, and have a wonderful year until we see you again. And now we'll hand over to our future and to the flag raising. Thank you.